most important thing in life. Always be the people right here, right now. That's what's real. Hello?
Don't run into Red Hub. You don't know me.
You're about to.
Oh, Cody.
Oh, phenomenal one.
Oh, that Furious 7, baby. Hey, blew everyone's expectations,
dude,
but
they were right, man. They were so right. Oh, my God. I can't believe I doubted them.
You know, I'm not going to lie. This is the one time you're probably going to hear P1 say, admitting that, damn, I was wrong. But
yeah, you were wrong, dude. Wow.
That Furious 7, dude, that was a hell of a fucking movie. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Man, that shit blew my mind, man.
Yeah.
Blew.
Yeah, all the shit that they were doing in it, like the action, the stunts, and everything was fucking incredible, dude. They amped it up to 100 in here. I mean, and don't forget the audience we had to sit with, too. Everybody was clapping, cheering, happy, and shit like that. I was like, ah.
Yeah, man, I haven't been with an audience so great. I haven't been, like, so involved with an audience since, like, the Avengers.
I was going to say. I was about to say Raid 2 last year, around this time, in the same theater.
Very similar experience, man. And I was just as excited.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it the same room, too, where we saw it?
Might have been. That would surprise me, actually.
Yeah, yeah, because I remember either I was getting some food or something like that, and you was already in the theater, and I think it was the one at the end. Yeah, so that's man. Damn, full circles.
That's just fate right there, man.
That's full circles, man. Let me go ahead and talk about this plot here, okay. This fucking masterpiece here, right
cool.
Here.
Cool. Yeah, man.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, it's one of the better action films I've seen since the Raid 2. I'm not gonna lie, I had that much fun. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, and I like the Raid 2, man. It brought a lot of emotion.
Yeah, well, this one has a lot of emotion too. We're gonna get into that as well, especially with death of Paul Walker, rest in peace Paul Walker, then you know Michelle Rodriguez not still having her memory, so there was a couple emotional scenes there with her and Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel's kind of laying it on thick, but I thought Michelle Rodriguez just delivered it so perfectly that it didn't seem to be taking me out of the scenario or whatever.
I actually agree with you.
Yeah, especially because you understand the situation there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got that movie opens up with Jason Statham. Okay, man, you know, I can't even do this. What was your favorite part? We're going to get into the plot synopsis in the part, but what was your favorite part, though? I'm curious.
Favorite part, man. It's hard to pick from, dude, because it just kept escalating.
Yeah.
Just like the Raid 2.
I was about to say, like the Raid 2, yeah.
Raid 2.
I got to say, man, my favorite part, and some people might crucify my ass for this, but my favorite part, it was all the Tyrese's parts.
Wow, man, you know what? Tyrese, he really brought in this movie. I'll give it to him.
Yeah, the dude was funny as hell in this fucking film. When I saw him, and I remember rolling my eye, going like, oh, God, here we go. And then halfway through it, I was like, you know what? This dude is funny as fuck or whatever, and I would love to see him as Green Lantern now.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't be mad if WB cast him as Green Lantern, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I see it now.
I know who you was extremely mad at, but your ass came around, too, though. I saw you. You started laughing and stuff. Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Ultimate rapper of rappers, man.
Ludacris, dude. Man, I was like, wow. Like, the chemistry between him and Tyrese, man, they really brought up with Kanye in this one, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It was fucking there, though, right? Like, you saw, like, it was like, oh, finally. The movie finally showed me why people like these two son bitches.
It took me like 4 or 5 movies to come around, but man, they finally did it.
Yeah, because they end like 7 of them. So like, but you know, another best thing about this part is that this movie is it created something damn near similar to Marvel. Man, it's got its own fucking universe of just street racing cars, of heist and shit.
Yeah.
I never thought, DC is the only one lagging. What's going on with this?
What's going on, man? The Furious universe has done it before DC. What is going on, man?
I don't get that.
Stop that, dude.
Yeah, people probably looking at that and going like, damn, you guys serious? Like, no, seriously, there is actually a fucking Furious universe more than there is a DC universe. They talking about, oh, we got a trailer coming out, Furious 7. Like, we got 7 movies. Like, it's like that Avengers trailer with Samuel Jackson. They should have had him at the trailer for Furious 7, just like, let's show him what we got. And they show a picture of Paul Walker, Tyrese, Ludacris, and Vin Diesel, and he's just like, one last ride.
Man, when he said that line in the movie, dude, I sent shivers down my spine, man.
Goosebumps. Yeah, I must say, goosebumps, because I remember we was laughing at that shit when we saw the trailer. But in the movie, because he doesn't say that until almost at the end of the, when it's like the last action sequence.
Right.
Cody and me, we kind of smiled. I ain't gonna lie, we smiled a little bit. We was just like, oh shit, one last ride. I was just like, well, it better be the fucking finale rides of all rides here, because
what a ride it was.
My ass. Oh, especially with the helicopter scene.
Oh, that drone?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, that was badass.
Dude, oh, but you know what? One other thing, too. I fucking hated this movie.
Man, fuck this movie.
Man, fuck this movie, man.
Oh, what's happening?
I know. I was looking at the timer. I was like, we could give this a see it and just hang up right now. Man, fuck this movie, dude.
Having fun with this shit. Who the hell said that?
Everybody.
Oh my god, man. Shit was a fucking headache and a half.
It was a headache and then some. It was a headache and work. It was work, literally. It was work.
It was really work, man. It was almost 2.5 hours of just sheer stupidity.
Yeah, and plus, I walked out to go to the bathroom. I come back and I was lost. So it was work, dude.
I sat through the whole thing. I was just lost. Sure. I
asked you 3 times, what is going on here? what is this doing for? Or whatever. And you was just like looking at me like, you just threw your hands up and shrugged your shoulders like, nah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I kept asking, what is the plot of this at the ending here? What is going on? And everybody was just looking as just in confused. You know, I will say, our audience, even though we heard some minor claps here and there, they wasn't as crazy as I thought they were going to be.
That is true.
Yeah, because I remember when I got up from the bathroom, the dudes that were sitting in the aisle where there's, like, no seats in front of them and shit like that, they looked exhausted.
They really did.
They looked exhausted. Their legs were all straw. They were slouching in their chair and shit like that. I was just like, yeah. And I got up and went to the bathroom, I want to say, at least before, like, 40 minutes of the end of the film. Mm-hmm. And them motherfuckers was exhausted. They was like, come on now. Furious 7. Even you had to fucking know. 2.5 hours of this shit. Who said that this was the most fun they ever had? This is the best movie of the year. My God, dude.
Oh, my God, man.
I remember Cody has a question. Which one is the worst of the I guess, what, has it been 4 movies we've seen now?
I used to think it was Too Fast, Too Furious, man, but now I really don't know.
Yeah.
Too Fast, Too Furious is only like 1.5 hours.
Yeah, Too Fast and Too Furious, man. That, when Tyrese gets involved, he's just like, God damn, step it in here. Where's Fetch It now?
Fetch It was in there. It was Paul.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. I love when they showed that flashback at the end. It's like, oh, God. Look, they're showing that nigga's beginnings. You know what was more insulting in here is when that fucking foreign chick, Ramsey, wakes up and go like, former FBI agent, Alpha Male, Mrs. Alpha Male, what'd she say, computer genius or some shit like that, hacker, yeah, computer hacker, and I was looking at him like, you gotta be fucking kidding, okay.
Also, he's apparently a martial artist now, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, Batman, martial artist, too. Doesn't even have to look at the person. He just elbows him. And he's just like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
That's their form of character development.
Oh, man. Martian Manhunter coming for him.
Oh, Jesus.
he's already got that dangling lip going. So, you know, shit. But I was going to say, when she said that, do you know what was going on in my mind, though?
What?
You got to be fucking kidding me. The fact that she knows that means this is worldwide known that this nigga is a hacker. Oh, God. I said, oh, God. Oh, God. Everybody in this group has a name for themselves. And Ludacris is known as, Chris Ludacris Bridges. Because he's an actor now. Known as a hacker throughout the world. You've got to be fucking kidding me?
Yeah, they did that, yep.
I said, God damn, Fast and Furious, how far do you want to keep hitting a nigga in the dick? Seriously. Most of you will go like, how many times you going to hit me in the balls? I just go ahead and straight up be like, how many times you going to hit me in the dick?
God, dude.
Oh, God. So fucking... Okay, let me just read the plot out of this stupid-ass
synopsis.
Shit.
Yeah, okay.
People, it's only going to be the beginning because I'm not bullshitting you when I say that. I'm not even saying this being an asshole. I do not know what the fucking plot of the end of the movie was.
Somebody please explain that shit to me. I heard something about God's Eye and...
I dared that too. They kept talking about like God's Eye, let's lure him this way, let's hack into his why did they need to hack into his system?
I don't know, but yeah, go ahead with the plot suck. I got a lot to say right now.
Just shoot his fucking plane down. Or you know what, in this case, just shoot a fucking plane. I mean a car into the fucking So this picks up after the last, oh my God, and this ridiculous ass fucking opening too.
This is one of the worst openings I've ever fucking seen.
It looks so made for a Spike TV channel. And Jesus is like, wow, this is actually in the movie too. So we open up with the death of Luke Evans, which I'm shocked that they, I don't know if that could have been like some clay double or something like that. I'm like, that couldn't have been Luke Evans. He wouldn't just show up for, I mean, is this the reason why he dropped him the crow? Oh, I gotta make one last appearance in Fast and Furious.
That's it, damn.
I gotta show a death scene in Fast and Furious with my eyes closed for a quick second, you know? So, but, Jason Statham talking, and, he's getting ready to leave the hospital, and he tells everybody, you better take care of my brother. I'll be back. He better be right here. Apparently his ass wasn't gonna be back, though, but, you see a bunch of just bodies laying around. You're thinking, like, did this hospital get raided? And then, oh, wait, you find out Jason Statham damn near took out every agent that's in this motherfucker. Like, SWAT team agents at that.
Yes. Dudes with full body armor on, auto machine guns, yeah, trucks outside, all of that.
Which means they have no blood on them at all, neither. Like, is this PG-13? I think, yeah, it is. Okay, it is PG-13. I was like, and none of these people had any cuts, no gun wounds, blood, or nothing like that. I was just like... Something this stupid should be rated R.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's why no one never gets injured. They're like, hey, PG-13, gotta keep that family.
Oh, God.
Damn, you go to their IMDb, it says videos, join the family, dub smash, gallery, and get to... What the fuck is dub smash?
What is that?
I'm afraid to click on that shit, because I'm going to hear some of the crappy-ass music from this movie in here and shit like that. I'll let you do that. You go to the IMDb page. Go to the IMDb, just type for 7, and it says it right before it's in the poster. Join the... Damn, Cody, let's join the family real quick. Let's see.
Oh, God, no, I had enough of that family shit last night.
Oh, my God. 7 fucking times, Cody, they said that shit in the movie.
Was it more than that?
Yeah, actually, they did, because I lost count when I went to the bathroom, and I just came back and heard them say it twice. But the thing is, too, they keep saying family and shit like that. I never once felt like it was a family in this fucking movie, though.
No, they don't feel like a family at all. They just feel like a bunch of acquaintances, if anything.
Thank you! And not to mention... Okay, I'm getting off track here. Let me just go ahead. Okay, so... Jason Statham, he's out for revenge. He's gonna take down... Matter of fact, motherfucker just inconveniently shows up. He's in London. He's in America on The Rock's computer... Who the fuck blatantly just break? I mean, I understand you a badass, but goddamn, you just break right into the fucking, what is that, FBI, CIA agents or whatever, something like that?
Silently.
Don't set no alarm off. But in their right mind, who would fucking do it and get on The Rock's computer at the same time? I'm just like, wow, you must have the most ultimate fucking confidence I've ever fucking seen. You don't even wait till he leaves. You just right up on his computer to find out who killed your brother. He gets down to all of those people. The Rock ends up saving his I don't know who the fuck that was. Some chick that he worked with in the last one. You know from the last film or whatever.
Yeah.
And he falls flat out of a fucking building. Goddamn, dude. That nigga should have been dead, okay? I mean, shit.
Probably that scene for The Dark Knight. Except Batman actually had armor on. So
yeah. I thought you were going to say, remind you of that scene from Austin Powers. He's like, why won't you die? Nobody got injured in this part. And that drop was not that short. That was a long-ass drop.
A long drop.
and he smashed that fucking car. Now, yeah, you know, people.
I know The Rock is pure muscle, but come on, man.
Exactly. And this dude got healed quickly, too. Let's be real about that. I'm just like, he should have barely been in a body cast, not just broken arm and leg. That's it?
Yeah, he fell on his back.
Yeah.
He's got an arm. Okay.
His spine should be shattered.
Yeah.
His spine should be done with. Or whatever. I know, like you say, he's full of muscle and shit. But the spine, you ain't grabbing no muscle around that, especially when you landing on 1,500 pounds of ton steel. Come on now. Like, that's, and that chick, she should have been just dead from the explosion itself.
Don't talk about explosion in this movie. That doesn't affect anything.
Apparently, you know why it doesn't affect anything? Because the very next fucking scene, what happens? Vin Diesel's house blows. He was like,
right in front of it, him and his sister. Paul Walker's child and Paul Walker himself.
Mind you, Paul Walker is further than both of them, and blew him into the car.
His face hit the glass.
Stupid fucking logic.
Scratch? Nothing, no fractured bones?
This is 20 minutes into the film, people. Not even, this is 10, 15 minutes into the film. And already so much stupid shit. I was like, you know, I remember when I was hearing all the critics talking about fun. I was just like, you know what? I'd have hated to say this, but I was like, it's Furious 7. I'm not expecting logic in here. But for people to go out and say, this is the brilliant, this is the Marvel Universe now. This is brilliant. This is a great way how they ended this. This is really fun and exciting, whatever. I was willing to at least walk in and go like, I'm willing to forgive some of the stupid shit it does, whatever. But it kept happening back to back. I was like, for 2.5 hours, Cody.
Yeah, and people keep telling us, no, don't take this seriously, man. They know what they're doing. They're poking fun of us. No, they're not. You can tell these people are taking this shit seriously.
Oh.
This bullshit love story between Paul Walker and his wife, and then Dom and Letty, Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, that Paul Walker shit was fantasy, man. That was some fantasy shit going on right there, dude. They're like straight out of fucking Twilight or something like that, dude.
This isn't real to them.
So, you know, you bring up a great, I was going to bring that up too in the, later in the review, but you bring up a great ass point of view, just like, don't take this too serious. It's like, why not? Everybody in this movie is taking this shit serious. You can't see one person. Vin Diesel tries to crack a smile. I couldn't tell if the nigga was smiling or just staring or whatever. Said like that scene where Letty wins the drag race, he is supposed to be smiling, and you just looking at him like, I remember asking you, is he smiling? What is he doing?
What the hell?
Vin Diesel is the worst actor I have probably ever fucking seen. By far, I know for a fact that this just ain't a character he's doing in this movie.
That's until you see Ronda Rousey pop up.
Oh, God. One line, baby. One line. She makes her role in The Expendables look like Citizen Kane.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I told Wayne what happened. That motherfucker said, disgraceful. He said, fucking disgraceful. He said, and for that, I will not watch this movie. He said, don't tell me Michelle Rodriguez beat, not only kicked her ass, but Ronda Rousey was gone from of the film for the rest of it. I was just like, damn, did you see it? I was like, yeah, Michelle Rodriguez did kind of kick her ass. They both fell off a balcony, but for somehow Michelle Rodriguez was the only one that got up. I don't know how that's possible because Ronda Rousey is like 20 times bigger than her. And The Rock had no problem getting up from a car, so I don't see why she couldn't get up from a balcony. She's gone from the rest of the movie. Matter of fact, she comes out of nowhere too, for that matter. This is the part where I came back from the bathroom and I just see her open the door saying some shit, and you're just like, so why is she in Abu Dhabi? And she's got an act. Oh, okay. She's and then that party was kind of boring anyway. What did she just say? And it's not the fact that it was the dialogue itself. It was the fact of how she delivered it.
Right.
It was just terrible.
It was atrocious.
It was no soul or feeling. Kind of like this movie. Or, you know what? I was going to say kind of like this movie. Kind of like every actor in this film, too. No soul and feeling into it. Vin Diesel, I'm sorry. People love him in this movie. I see why he left after the first one. He is sick of this shit. He is truly sick of this shit. You can see it on his fucking face, Cody.
You can tell, dude. Because I know when he has fun with roles and when he doesn't. Like, Riddick, you can tell he has fun with that shit.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't crazy about the last Riddick film, but I gave it a rent. I was like, you know, this is still a cool film and stuff like that. And you can tell he was involved in that shit.
Yeah.
This shit, you can tell he don't give two fucks about this shit. He is phoning that shit in, and I don't know how people can't see that.
Oh, God.
He is phoning that shit. He does not care. I've seen him put more emotion than saying, I am Groot.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, I've seen the behind scene. I got the Steelbook Blu-ray edition. Where I've seen him do the voice work on that shit. He was putting feeling in that shit. I was like, damn, so he can move his mouth a lot more than just that whatever shit. I've seen him put more feeling in that shit. Matter of fact, the excitement he shows for Marvel is like Inhumans and, you know, Groot and all that whatever. You know this dude is a fucking nerd for this shit, but you see him in these movies and you go like, damn, dude, you just don't give a fuck, huh?
He does not.
And it is so noticeable, too. Like, I don't know, Cody, how the fuck people cannot see that? Like,
yeah, I don't get it. I really don't.
Oh, Vin Diesel is so amazing in these films. Like, really? He doesn't even want to be here.
That goes for every actor in this film, man. Like, all this family shit and all that, all this bonding stuff. I'm like, how do you latch on to these people?
Because the only time they ever together is when they gotta fucking do a mission.
Yeah.
They never just hanging out, like, just for the fuck of it. Like, they always in some different parts of the world and shit like that. You just like, none of your niggas have phones, first of all, and shit like that. Y'all vanishes and shit like that. But, yeah, let me. So, Jason Statham, we open up with Tokyo Drift. I remember when they played that music and showed that scene. I was just like, oh, God, we back to this shit. That was, like, the crappiest fucking movie out of all of them, too. And, like you said, everybody thinks the third one was the worst one. I thought the second one was the worst one. I was like, at least Tokyo Drift had a new concept of the cars, which was drifting. I was like, there's some cool method into that or whatever. And plus, it had that hot-ass Asian chick they brought back in this film. I was like, oh, damn.
Heard back, what's his name, Lucas Black?
Black Bow Wow.
And then Bow Wow, blink if you miss a cameo.
I love it because they didn't even bring none of them niggas back. They just replayed that scene from Fast and Furious 3 or whatever, Tokyo Drift. I was like, everybody keeps talking about, oh, they brought him back. I was like, I don't know if they brought him back or just edit that scene out from Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, because that was the same exact line, the look, and everything. I was like, yeah, I think someone just, James Wan edit that shit. He's like, ain't no, because Bow Wow was the same age. Come on now.
Right.
So they just edit that shit.
Speaking of age, man.
Oh.
His child being grown up like 5 years in the span of like 6 months.
Mind you, this picks up after the last one, the fifth. Oh, what was it? The sixth one, yeah. Because we catch Jason Statham in the hospital opening scene, and he says right after his brother's dead. And like you said, it's supposed to be a time span of like, what has it been, a week, Cody? It's been a fucking, it's been a week. And this kid, first you see him in a car seat, and then the very next scene, he a grown ass kid walking and shit like that. The kid could have been pushing for like two in that car seat. He's walking. Matter of fact, even at the end of the movie, he looked bigger than what he was. I was like, are they doing some American Sniper shit? Were they just getting fake children or something like that? This kid was fucking 3-5 years old. He jumped ages every fucking time you saw him on screen.
Like, what the hell is going on?
Not to mention, I'm just getting to his wife, but we're going to. He sets up a bomb. Jason says he sets up a bomb at Dominic Toretto's house. He blows it up. Obviously, we just explained that stupid shit. Next thing you know, Dominic Toretto's on a revenge mission to kill him for Han. At least that's what I think he's on, but I think somewhere he got lost and sidetracked. And I'm going to say this right now. If Jason Statham had not kept showing up in a part of the movie, I'm pretty sure Vin Diesel would have forgot all about Jason Statham.
Exactly.
I really fucking do. Jason Statham, he literally, everybody keeps okay, first of all, the plot is stupid as fuck in the first place because, God damn it, what is his fucking name? Kurt Russell, he comes in as Mr. Nobody.
Yeah, with this shady organization, whoever the fuck they are.
Yeah, and which was Cody's favorite character in here because he kept talking about beer a lot.
Yeah, talking about Belgian ale, so I was like, okay, I can get with that.
Vin Diesel fucked that all up, but
like, offered a Belgian ale, he's like,
and then he's a bucket of Corona. I was like, damn. And then
what the fuck is even doing there?
Did you hear the audience clap for that one? No, I was just like,
okay, God damn.
I'll be damned. Blah, blah, blah.
Drink sons of bitches.
Nah, I was like, shit. And then did you see that half a smile Vin Diesel crack too?
Yeah.
What kind of shit? They explained the mission, drinking a beer, walking. I was just like, oh God, this is like Cody and a Mexican girlfriend of his or something like that, walking down the aisle or something like that. It's like, what in the hell is going on right here? Cody's drinking that Bezanel and he's got this Mexican girlfriend or whatever. You, everybody always wonder, what is Vin Diesel race? You would know. Just watch Furious 7 and the rest of these Fast Furious movies. He's a fucking Mexican. Just shit. Who the fuck else is drinking Corona besides niggas and Mexicans? Seriously, Cody, have you ever seen any other race drink that shit?
I've seen white people drink Coronas.
Oh, white people drink anything, though. I mean, I don't count them in drinking. White people will drink any fucking thing you hand them or something like that. Their motto is, tonight we getting fucked up. It doesn't matter what comes to our mouth or whatever. Why I say black people is because them usually the niggas will be like, oh, I don't drink that shit right there, whatever and shit. But you hand them a bottle of Corona, they'll drink that shit. It's like, all right. All right. Back me up here. Am I right? Am I lying?
I hate to say it, but...
Thank you. Shit. And I know these people because I went to a black baby shower, and what was there? So, brought my own drink, and they told me they don't drink, because I said, well, damn. He probably listening to this and going like, I knew he was going to say some shit about that. Shit, all that was there was Shock Top and goddamn Coors and fucking...
kill me now.
And Corona. So, yeah. I don't want to hear that shit, P1, you racist. I went to a full black baby shower in Crenshaw. So, I don't want to hear that shit, Cody. But, okay, this shit was hilarious. Paul, Vin Diesel, he goes to the hospital to see The Rock, who's in the hospital, injured, and all that shit. And he gets a phone call from, Paul Walker's, wife, who, Jordan Brewster plays Mia in here, and they're in the Dominican. How the fuck did they get to the Dominican in an hour? That is, mind you, I've never been to the Dominican, but Mrs. One have, and she went 2 years ago. That flight is not no damn 1 hour flight, okay?
Especially after your house just blew up. So you don't think the police are going to question this shit or question you at all?
You know, I got it, Cody. I know how to get people to start hating this shit. Get Michael Bay to direct it. Just stick his fucking name on it where people automatically talk shit about it. And guess what? I bet it'd be the same fucking movie, too.
It'd be the same shit, dude.
Same
tropes.
This shit has straight-up Transformers tropes and, like the whole, we're in a different country, but back in America, it's still daylight, too. It's daylight in both countries. I'm just like, no, that's not how it fucking works. In Dubai, it should be nighttime if it's not like, no, they are like fucking 7 hours ahead of us. No, that don't make any damn sense. Or how they get into these countries in a matter of speech. How many fucking cars that look alike does Vin Diesel have?
God, seriously, how many of those fucking, what is it, a Mustang Charger?
Yeah, yeah, it was a Charger. He's got we've seen like four black ones in this film. And they come out of nowhere. He doesn't have a garage. It just has random Chargers just lining up shit. Like, the scene where Michelle Rodriguez took his car and drove off, it's just like, oh, he probably had to take a taxi to get there. He has the same exact car, pulls up, and it's like, what the fuck? Where did that come from?
And I guess the one in his garage, I guess that was the original one.
Yeah, that was the original one, yeah.
Okay.
How the fuck did that not get caught in the explosion?
It was right by the fucking...
The garage, people, is right next to the house. Yet that house got totaled. The right. Van.
My tools all set up, nothing got moved or the shell, nothing.
Not a damn thing. Not a scratch on the car. Like, even if the front part was the bumper and all that was missing, I'd be like, okay, damn, at least something. I mean, the only logical thing I saw in this movie with the cars is when they jumped from building to building and the brakes went out. I was like, damn. Shit, it took almost 2 hours for something logical to fucking happen. Your brakes can go out just by hitting speed bumps sometimes or whatever and shit like that. Your fucking, tire axle can get taken off by running over speed bumps or something like that. These motherfuckers defy logic and not a damn thing happening to these cars and shit. Like, I'm just like, that's just not how cars operate, man. Let me finish this up here. But, so they take missions from Kurt Russell. He's just like, you gotta capture this Ramsey, free this Ramsey person from this guy played by, my God, the most insulting thing of the fucking year, if you ask me, by Jamon Hansu. That shit was, I'll be damned, that was Luke Evans in this movie.
Yeah, that was him.
Wow. Damn, nigga.
like just like some Muppet or something?
Man, I thought they CG'd him too. I was like, why? Wow, that paycheck must have been really fucking nice to show up for that second. I mean, damn, they could have got any nigga to play that part. I mean, and you wouldn't even question it neither, though. You'd just been like, oh, that mother, well, shit, why would he show up for this part? Jamar Hansu playing Jakandi in this film, most embarrassing thing I've seen this year. I was fucking embarrassed. Every time he showed up in the screen, I just kept going, Jamon. Jamon, man.
Dude, it is so much better than this shit, man. So much better.
So much fucking better. It kills me when I see him and shit like that. I go like, dude, you the most underrated black actor I fucking know, man. I mean,
you talk about wasting somebody. My goodness.
Dude was nothing in this fucking film. And so he's working. Kurt Russell got him working. And Kurt Russell's thing is, because Vin Diesel said, why should I work for you? Why should I work for you? He's like, well, you should work for me because I can get you to Shaw. Stupidest fucking plot ever, because a fucking Shaw, played by Jason Statham, he comes to him the whole movie.
Right.
There's not, as a matter of fact, not to mention Vin Diesel just had an encounter with him where, mind you, Shaw is so bold, he shows up to the funeral of Han, alluring Dominic out there and shit. I'm just like, you don't need this dude. Like, this movie got expanded longer just because Kurt Russell came in with a mission that they just accepted, which, mind you, took away from the whole focus of the fucking film in the first place.
God.
There was no reason why we had to get... The only reason what this was is so we could free Ramsey. Who is this chick played by?
What's her name? Natalie Emmanuel.
Yeah, Natalie Emmanuel. Yeah, just, and the only reason she didn't is just so she could be in the fucking family now. Because
and have an ass shot or two.
She is... I remember I came back from the bathroom for that. You should have saw me run. I was like, oh, shit. That'd be the only time I would be with sitting by Tyrese and Ludacris and be like, God damn, look at that ass right there, whatever and shit. And then as soon as it's over, I'd be like, what the fuck am I doing next to you, niggas? Look at the hell up out of here. I love it because Tyrese says, man, this show is hot out here. And then Ludacris, we in the desert. These niggas ain't sweating at all. Dry as fuck. I've seen more realistic cannons in Assassin's Creed when they get out the water and it cuts to a cinematic scene. You see water dripping off of them and this shit. Hey man, it shows hot out. We burning out here. This nigga Ludacris got a rag to his forehead and shit. Not a fucking single sweat on their ass.
Nothing.
People probably saying you nitpicking now. It's just like, not when they blatantly pointing out shit. Motherfucker is pointing this shit out, whatever. It's just like, you look dry as shit right now. I wouldn't know how hot it is right now. You look dry as fuck. So they take these missions going, fuck it, say family. That's what the fuck the plot is. There's no fucking plot. After that dude, I don't know what the reasons why they stuck around with y'all. This chick, Natalie Emmanuel, beautiful looking girl. She was the most useless part in the part. Vin Diesel, everybody thinks he died in this fucking film. She crying the hardest in this shit. I'm just looking at her like, why is she crying? You don't even know this nigga.
T1, fun fact for you. Natalie Emmanuel, she's a Game of Thrones actress. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Damn, she fucked that trend up then when I was going. What was the movie we saw with a great, I don't remember what it was. I think it was, Cinderella, right?
Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella, the prince. He broke that trend. Like, he probably looking at this movie like, Natalie, you bitch. I had a good thing going. Because he was, what movie was he rumored for, too? Was it Green Lantern? Yeah. Lantern? Yeah, it was Green Lantern. He's rumored for Green Lantern, too. He's just like, you fucked this up for us now. He looking at her like, you're the reason why I didn't get that part now. you're the reason why I didn't get Green Lantern now. Yeah, all right, fuck you. He's like, oh, well, hey, my brother, always a room for you as a Kree soldier or something as an extra. In that Marvel side of the world. always can use an extra in that Marvel verse, baby. So, you know what I'm saying? But, Cody, everybody was talking about how great the action scenes were shot and fun or whatever. No, they were shot horribly.
I mean, like I said, the car sequences, they're fine, but it's like shit you've seen before. There's so many of these goddamn movies now. There's only so many times you see a car flip over, get disastered, or some shit like that, man.
Yeah.
Goddamn. How many times have I got to see that?
And you seriously can't fuck that up shooting that. I mean, come on now. I mean, you just see a car taking off. Okay. Like, you got the car with Michelle Rodriguez. Mind you, none of these motherfuckers never ride in the same car, too. It's like, oh, we got to have seven different fucking cars. We got to play. Let's keep it low-key. by having seven brand new shiny ass cars following somebody. It's like
Transformers.
Okay, goddamn. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Shit. Like these bright ass fucking cars. Like let's keep it low key. Who the fuck not gonna spot these cars? There's only like three of them in the world, and you motherfuckers are driving them, whatever, and at high speed too. It's like, oh, but let's keep it low key. What was the fuck of that dropping from a plane part?
I do not know.
At first, I was gonna back the movie up because I remember they said there's no way to get in this how do you get here? It is heavily fortified and stuff like there's no road and shit like that. Oh, we got a plan. But I was like, okay, all right, I'll give them a pass on that. They said there was no road. These niggas landed on a road, mind you, and drove for 20 minutes on a road.
Oh, the long-ass action sequence, too.
Matter of fact, that was a good half of the fucking beginning of the movie, too, whatever. That was, like, that set up, like, it getting into the second act, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Exactly.
That was a long-ass sequence, and they spent this whole time with the, there's no road or whatever. Remember they showed you a zoomed out shot when they were catching up with the guys and that like turnaround road. I was like, "That's nothing but road here."
Nothing.
What the? They're just making up shit to give you to have these cars here now. Yeah. Like they like I never thought I'd be saying it, but they're crowbarring the cars in the film.
Wow, we've come to that level. My God.
Jesus Christ, dude! Like seriously, if you would have took the cars out of this film, you wouldn't even know the fucking difference. You still would have said this is a Furious movie because it wouldn't have made a damn difference had there been cars in here or not. Half of the shit they do, they don't even need cars in the fucking film.
Seriously.
They don't even fucking need cars in the fucking film. Even at the ending shot, there's no need for cars in here. Hey, I got a bag of grenades. How about that helicopter's pretty low? How about you just throw the grenades in the air? People probably saying that's a stupid idea too. Trust me, if you saw how low that helicopter was to that damn thing, you'd have been like, "Trust me, you could have aimed those grenades at the land."
That would have been much better than what we ended up with.
Transporter right shit. Now. They had a scene like that in Transporter. Remember when he had the bomb attached to the back of the and he? Oh, that shit's ridiculous. I love it. Every stupid action movie, they stole something from in this movie, and it gets a pass.
Yep.
18. This is just all-out stupid ridiculousness.
That shit with the tank in the air, that's stupid.
How the hell could they land that with four or five parachutes in the water so nicely? With at least 18 landed that shit in the water. I mean, you could at least say something just like, oh, at least the water, you know, probably broke his mother. You can give it some bullshit. Mind you, it's based off some stupid-ass TV property that took itself silly as shit. And that movie took itself silly as shit, too.
Yes.
This movie, about five muscle cars, 20,000 feet in the air, one parachute, and not to mention, they don't just drop, but they have a button to ejaculate themselves, and I say ejaculate, people say, you mean eject, right? No, I mean ejaculate themselves from the fucking parachute, and they just land ever so peacefully. I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me, and then Tyree's car just floating in the air. I'm just like, okay, Cody, gotcha.
Comedic relief, P1.
You got to be shitting me. I'm back, bitches. When he said, I was like, oh, God. If anything, people, you got to back me up. The dialogue is the worst in this fucking film.
Dialogue is fucking awful.
Dialogue is some of the worst fucking dialogue. It's the worst fucking dialogue I've heard this whole year, by far. And you know, we was having that talk about, like, what is the better film we saw in the past 3 weeks down? And I was like, I was joking, Insurgent. But then I thought about it on the drive. I was like, you know what? No, Insurgent had Miles Teller, though.
Yeah.
And he was actually enjoyable throughout the whole film.
Right.
I didn't enjoy a goddamn single soul in this film. So,
nobody.
So.
I would say The Rock, but he wasn't in that long enough.
No, he had two scenes. Damn, he did have two. Yeah, he did have two scenes. Because at the ending, The Rock was cool. Mm-hmm. Came in with his big ass gun. I don't know about his. He delivered his dialogue fine, but whoever wrote for him, you just kept rolling your eyes. Who the fuck wrote for? I am the cavalry woman. He delivered that perfectly, but the fact that he kept saying woman and boy throughout the film, he's just like, who wrote his lines?
There you go, Transformers again.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. They should have made The Rock or Ronin. Exactly. He wouldn't, no makeup required. gets out the house with that big ass gun. The dialogue was some of the worst. Man, you couldn't help us keep rolling your fucking eyes throughout the whole film. That whole scene when they're planning this whole out of the plane shit and Tyrese was just talking.
Yeah.
That easily could have been cut. There's a lot of shit in here that could have been cut out.
Yeah.
Oh, but we won Cody. That's the comedic relief part, whatever. There's no need for that shit.
Because it's not fucking funny.
Thank you. There was nothing funny about that shit or whatever. And God bless our audience, too, because they barely was laughing at that shit. You heard, like, some chuckles and laughs in there and whatever, but it wasn't, like, all out laughs. I was just like, I'm in here with a smart audience. Half smart audience, half dumb audience. Or whatever, because none of the shit he was doing was funny as fuck at all. Nothing. Paul Walker. They gave him a nice send-off at the end.
Yes, I thought it was very well done.
Very well done. I will give them that as far as, like, saying goodbye and shit like that. But let me tell you something, Cody. Why am I not emotional like everybody else is on that ending? You may have not seen this movie, but I'm about to make a comparison here. Everybody loved this movie, right? 86% and everything, right?
Yes.
Everybody's talking about how that ending was emotional, right? Mm-hmm. This movie is Twilight for men.
I can see that, yep.
That ending is the same ending from the last Twilight movie. Very same exact shot for shot. People going like, I'll be goddamn, P1. I've not seen that movie. They were on a beach. Ella and Bedward. What the fuck? Edward and Bella.
Edward and Bella.
Yeah, I was like, Bedward and Ella. I had fucked them names up tremendously.
Bella
Lugosi. But yeah, when you put them together, yeah. They were on a beach. And everybody knows Bella, she could read minds and stuff like that. She has, like, I don't know where the fuck she got that power from. I forgot or whatever. She can read mind. She reads Edward's mind, and it shows the same exact thing that we saw in this movie. Just flashbacks of the old movie, and it ended with them walking away smiling like it was a goodbye to the franchise. They same exact goddamn thing in Fast and Furious 7. I was just looking. I was just like, huh. Yeah, very nice. Mind you, you stole from Twilight.
I didn't realize that.
I don't want to hear no shit. Twilight did it dumb. It's the same exact shit, dude. Because I remember in my review, I was like, yeah, I just didn't give a fuck about any of those. But I remember saying that. I was like, you know, that was a nice send-off, like a nice way to say, hey, it's the end of the franchise and shit, or the movie itself together and shit like that. That's a nice send-off. I think that's nice when any, like, franchise that went on that long does that. Just have, like, a little quick flashback memory or whatever and shit. That was mainly why I liked it, but they don't sit up here telling me it's just like, it was so emotional at the end or whatever. It's like, no, the fuck it was not. It wasn't at all. You know what killed that scene for me, too, though? It's Vin Diesel's ass standing up and saying, well, I guess this is goodbye, old friend, or whatever. I would know. He said, this ain't goodbye, though. And he just walks away slowly. And then the chick, and Emmanuel just said, you're just going to leave and not say goodbye? And I'm just looking like, yeah, you really are going to do that? Like, yeah, just go.
A dick move, man.
Yeah, I thought the same, too. Like, it's like nowhere. Everybody, like, I'm all for, like, good tributes to the dead people and stuff like that, but when you stop a movie just to, like, have a quick scene just staring at, like, a CGI character or something that's not even real there, and just like, you need to make that movie an hour and a half. Then don't drag my time out to 2.5 hours and then end it with a nice note like that. It's just like,
seriously.
I'm like, yeah, because you know why? At this point, I seriously don't give a fuck, and I'm not going to lie. When I was watching the movie, there was all this talk about how they're going to finish this movie without Paul Walker. Paul Walker didn't even need to be in the film.
No, he really didn't. His character, Brian.
He didn't serve any purpose in the film. Nice ending and all, but at the same time, I was looking at that and going like, you know what, watching this whole film, even though I know the man is dead, I never once thought he was dead. And that's just because, I don't know, the CGI, I will give them that. It was pretty good. You can tell the parts.
I thought it was pretty noticeable in some parts.
Yeah, it's very noticeable. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I will say it was good for what it was, because I thought that was how they did it with his brother and with the CGI over the face. And it was very noticeable in a lot of parts, especially halfway through the film. I was like, yeah, especially at the ending, too, because they had, like, this orange aura over him and shit like that. I was just like, damn, y'all just said fuck it at the end, didn't y'all?
Yeah. I wonder if they did that intentionally.
You know what? I was about to say, I bet they did that intentionally just to make it look all heavenly and shit.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie. Dude, I never once thought, like, oh, man, this part where he died or anything. Like, I never, like, the whole movie while I was watching, I was like, you know what? He's in the movie so much, whatever. I'm just like, it's almost as if he filmed the whole damn thing and this is here. But Tyrese and Ludacris, these niggas got to go. I'm sorry.
Man, you talk about useless.
even when they were like, this is beautiful and stuff like that, I was like, shut the fuck up, Tyrese, or whatever shit. Jesus Christ, just shut the fuck up. You can't even deliver that perfectly and shit. Matter of fact, the movie should have just literally fucking, like, that was a nice little ending as far as, like, going back to the first film with them in the cars racing each other. It would have been probably nicer had they just ended it with, you don't see the rest of these motherfuckers, and you just see Paul Walker and them on the beach, and his me on the beach or something like that. I don't know. I would nice, like, bit of that, but I was nice what they way drive off to with Paul Walker, but talk about useless characters, Ludacris and fucking Tyrese.
Oh, my God.
Cody, the actors of all actors.
Yes.
Ludacris got this dumbfounded, eyes bulging out of his face look on the fucking whole movie, man. Whole fucking movie. And Tyrese, I don't know how to explain this nigga. I seriously don't know how to explain this nigga.
Why do people think Roman is funny?
I don't get it neither. He's not fucking funny at all. Anyone can fucking do this.
And you actually missed the worst of it. When you're on your bathroom break, that's when he took over the party to distract him.
Oh, yeah, I came back and saw him talking to him, but I didn't see
the whole thing.
Yeah, because you saw T-Pain and shit.
Yeah.
You saw all those. Oh, you know, we saw Iggy Azalea too.
Oh yeah, her illustrious camera. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, the fucking music in here is terrible too, by the way, people. I don't know who's doing all the music. It was different song beats, but they all were fucking terrible. I thought it was just all terrible. The only redeeming music in here was the music they played before Paul Walker at the end. I was just like, at least they had some fucking sense.
Even that, I'm like, it was Wiz Khalifa. So.
Yeah, it was Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, at the same time, I was like, but the melody of it, like, at least fit the tone of it. I was like, at least that fit the tone or whatever. And shit. I was like, damn. But then that nigga started talking, Wiz Khalifa, and he just like, okay, you should have just got the instrumental part of it. I mean, there's no reason why you should have this nigga rapping over this part that you probably supposed to be trying to have a tribute to or whatever. Why the fuck would you want to have a tribute in Fast and Furious? Beats the fuck out of me. Hey, P1, since you was in the Fast and Furious movie and you died, I'm going to give you a tribute. My grave going, no! don't do that! Cody.
Yes.
Final thoughts, man.
Final thoughts. My God, man. What can I say about this fucking franchise, man? This movie, it basically just reinforces my feelings overall for it.
Is it over?
No, it's not over.
Oh.
You heard, you announced it. Furious 8 on the way.
God.
And this is your perfect way out. I thought this would a fine ending for it. Fine ending.
That's how you end all series, right?
like, seriously, where do you go from here?
Even X-Men did it. Days of Future Past kind of did it with the older cast. Like, hey, this is, even I didn't like that older cast from the previous three, but I was like, that's how you end movies, like saying goodbye to them. You show like a cast of all the older members and shit like that, or just going about it. Being, they're like, because they're all done with that shit.
Yeah. But my main problem with this movie is that supposedly it's supposed to be critic-proof, that we're not supposed to take this seriously and whatnot. Bullshit. All the emotion they try to pour on in this fucking movie, dude. Like, come on, really?
Oh, we didn't even talk about Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez, how she just...
Yeah.
She leaves him, talking about, I can't do this anymore. And then the next scene, she's back, talking about, I thought something happened to you. And then, you know, Mia, she's talking about, oh, I'm pregnant, we're having a girl. How the fuck you know you having a girl? You're not even showing in this shit. Most people can't tell they having a boy or girl until they, like, in the last 2 months.
God, that thing is not even developed yet. It's not even probably the size of a fucking bean.
She just found out they were pregnant. She's, like, 4 fucking weeks pregnant or something like that. She's not even... stupid bitch. Okay? Fuck. That irritated the fuck out of me because she kept... I'm sorry, but she kept saying... You just come home safely. You're the one sending him out there. There's no fucking... Paul Walker, easily, you could have sent him a nice send-up by saying, you stay home this time, Paul. There's no... Nobody's... Jason said not looking for him. It seemed like he ain't looking for nobody but Dominic Toretto.
Seriously, goddamn.
Dude, fuck this movie. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, it's like you mentioned before, man, how people give this shit a pass, but yet stuff like Transformers and fucking Expendables, they get put down.
A-Team.
In the same ballpark. Yeah, A-Team. At least with A-Team, they had characters you enjoy. I like that banter back and forth.
Yeah.
And the actors, way, 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 way better. Leagues above anybody in this fucking movie.
I remember people was giving, goddamn, what's his name? Rampage Jackson shit for Mr. I was just like, he's playing Mr. T.
Mr. T.
What in the fuck, dude? I thought he did a fine job playing man. Who the fuck? Oh, he was mumblecore. Mr. T is mumblecore. Have damn show. What the fuck?
Mr. Eat Your School himself.
Yeah. Mr. Eat Your Milk and Drink Environment himself.
Staying drugs. All that
come on now. Like you said, the chemistry between those characters was fucking incredible. And like you said, the banter between them. Even the action scenes was fun. I will give it that too.
What do we get here? We get these overblown action sequences, these hand-to-hand combat sequences that are shot horribly.
They know martial arts now.
Hey, this shit was dizzying, man. Like seriously, my head started to hurt. I was like, goddamn, pull that camera back, stop it.
He's not lying, people. I saw him kept rubbing his head throughout the film.
I was looking like Shane for The Walking Dead.
There was a lot of times, Cody, I glanced out the corner of my eye just to see him put his hand on his head, on his forehead to massage his brain or something like that. Like, there was a lot of times Cody did that shit. I was like, this shit too much for you, huh?
My God, the sheer stupidity of this fucking movie, dude. I do not get how people have fun with this shit, man. I don't see it. This shit is grating. It was almost 2.5 hours of dumb shit, man. Illogical shit, dude.
Yeah.
And this is the 7th movie full of this. I can't do it. I don't understand how this shit gets a pass. Oh my God. What fucking voodoo magic are they putting on the audience, man? I don't get it.
Can I ask you a question? Can you at least say that, rather you like the original 3 of this franchise or whatever, can you at least say at least X-Men's gotten better the longer it's going on? Like, it's picked up from where it used to be. Like they have advanced with technology and the effects and everything, whatever. The story has gotten better and shit like that. And so, it's gotten better. Like, because I know a lot of people saying, oh, they're probably tired of the X-Men for them. But I was like, but at least that's gotten better, though, as goes along. Like, I'm with you. Like, I think it's a little too much of X-Men, too. But at the same time, I'm like, but they've got a lot of story they can go with X-Men. But it's gotten better. Tremendously.
It's worse. And worse, they just come up with excuses to bring this quote-unquote family together. I'm like, okay, really, folks? Really, we're going with this? This shady organization bullshit? Might as well be a fucking Triple X.
Not to mention, Mr. Nobody has some of the highest-grade technology I have ever seen.
It's a football organization, these highly trained operatives, and you get these motherfuckers.
I remember we laughed at that because he was like, they had some Iron Man technology in this bitch. Like, there was a damn. I was waiting for an AI to start talking in the background, talking about no strings on me or some shit like that or whatever. Shit. I was like, waiting for that to be. When the fuck are the Fast and Furious crew gonna fight Ultron in the next fucking movie? Is what I wanna know, because they damn near was 2 seconds away from, like, the technology they had, and they got these niggas. And when you see them work, you're just like, I don't get. They making these field operatives, these Secret Service agencies, they making them seem like just generic ass cops now in these movies.
Yeah, you see Tyrese trying to talk down to one of them. I'm like, oh, okay, stop it. What are you doing?
Okay, first of all, this ignorant ass nigga. I'm not military or nothing like that, but how disrespectful is that? I wish Wayne was there to say, because you know, remember that military photo show with Tom Cruise? I'd love to hear Wayne here, Tyrese talking down to that soldier there, whatever. Matter of fact, who was his right-hand man, too, so I'm assuming that he had to be like a general or something like that. I would love to see Wayne just going, how fucking disrespectful.
Oh, seriously. How fucking disrespectful. How fucking disrespectful to people with a fucking brain this movie is. My goodness, man. This shit. Oh, my God, man. I don't know what to say. I really don't. Like, what else can I get this movie other than to fuck it, man? It is an insult to action movies. It's an insult to logic. It's an insult to people with a decent IQ level.
Yeah. I agree.
It really is.
Oh, my God.
And so it's overall cinema, man. Like, dude, fuck this franchise, man. Seriously.
Just go away. God. In already. Yeah. Just go.
God, you people buying into this shit and feeding off of it and saying, oh, this is awesome, man. It just gets better and better. Man, you deserve so much better than this, people. Seriously, so much better.
And I like how they keep saying it gets better and better, but it's the same shit.
Same shit, and it gets dumber and dumber and dumber.
I had to say, I think this one had the worst dialogue out of all of them.
I would've, well, shit, I don't know,
Too Fast and Furious. I'm about to say that second one, I'm thinking, the second one, I know Tyrese was fucking terrible in that one as far as his dialogue in it, but this one, man, it was everyone. It was fucking everyone. Like, even if they had someone else playing The Rock's character, you would have been rolling your fucking eyes, too. Like, the only reason why that one got a pass is because it was The Rock delivering. He's the one that's he's the only one in this film that's got some gravitas in his voice and shit like that. When he talks, whatever. Like, when he talks, he commands the screen. So, like, his bullshit-ass dialogue. That dude has some horrible fucking dialogue. I was just looking at him like... And then Jamal Hansu, too. That shit was... I was embarrassed for that dude. I'm not gonna lie. I know he was in some bullshit before. A lot of bullshit-ass movies that were stripped. But this is probably the biggest franchise he's been in that was bullshit. And I was just looking at him like, you were so much fucking better than... And you don't. And the problem is, he don't even know it.
Yeah, man, that's sad. That really is sad.
So you giving it a fuck it?
Oh, yeah. It's mighty old fucking.
Okay. Everything Cody just said, I can agree 100% with him. This plot is stupid as hell. I think it's... Like, I never thought I'd be saying that. Wow, Fast and Furious movie with that crowbar in the cars in the movies. Because there's no fucking reason for these cars to be here. I mean, I can see where they probably drive to locate. Like, you get to Abu Dhabi. They got 7 cars just waiting on their asses when they get there. Where the fuck did these cars come from in Abu Dhabi? Like, seriously, I'm not gonna lie. Even though I went to the bathroom, there's Paul Walker's trying to take something from this car. I got lost in what he was doing. I was just like, you know, I'm just watching for an action film now. And the action in here, well, matter of fact, I was watching it for an action film throughout the whole film, and the action is shot terrible. It is terrible.
It's bad.
The fight scenes look incredibly awful. People, you talk shit about Taken and those quick cut films or shots or whatever. How the fuck does this get a pass? When the fuck did these dudes learn martial arts?
Oh, God, that was one of the worst things. Ludacris busted out those fucking moves.
Yeah, at first he's just like, all right, nah, no need. And he just did those moves and smiled at the chick, and she's just like, whoa. And I was just like, sitting there like, dumb. I was dumbfounded. I was just like, computer hacker / martial art. Okay. This nigga can do it all now. Okay. We
fucking MacGyver.
Armor Piercer.
rounds. Riddle that fucking car up and they.
I love it because I told Cody, I said, before he even said that, I said, so bullets is tearing a car to pieces. But landing 20,000 feet from a plane didn't do a scratch. Okay. Explosion at Vin Diesel's house. Don't put a scratch, but bullets did. Okay. Mind you, they knew they was going to catch gunfire. Ludacris' car is the only bulletproof one. All the shit you had add to the cars, and yet Ludacris, you didn't mind to add that to the rest of the car, bulletproof all of them. That make no fucking sense here, people. Dialogue was terrible. The action, I'm not going to lie. Cody said the car shots were at least shot great. Yeah, they were decent. They were fine, but I just didn't give a fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I did not give a shit. This is a movie about cars, and yet every car scene here, I was just like, I don't give a fuck about none of them. Don't care about none of them. I was just like, and you know what? They probably are the best shot thing in here, but at this point, it was just like, every time they got into a car, my brain just went, what ridiculous ass shit they gonna do with this car now?
Oh boy, did they do some ridiculous shit.
And they did some stupid shit. That ending. Oh my God. Jason Statham, how the fuck is he alive?
I don't know. Dude fell through. How many feet of concrete?
He fell through a parking structure, and you saw one crushing his legs. And Vin Diesel giving this terrible fucking line.
The thing about the streets is, streets always win.
Mind you, he's got a knee up over the hole and shit like that. Like, I was just like, he should have fell too. How the fuck?
He steps on the ground and it cracks.
Thank you. Oh my God. And then he sees the pack of grenades in Jason Statham's old car, and he gets into his car and drives off a fucking ramp. And
yeah.
I don't know how he timed this or how he knew to swing his car sideways or something like that. That was some incredible shit right there, but if you ask me. And he attached a ton of grenades on there. Mind you, didn't pull the pins on them. He just knew somehow The Rock was going to see it and just shoot at him and blows that hell. That was the dumbest shit I've seen this whole fucking movie.
I think they had some telepathy going on, man. They communicated with each other. That's the only reason.
They're the same person. Which, by the way, I hate that comparison whenever some people say they're the same person. I'm going to tell you this right now. The Rock has a ton of more charisma than Vin Diesel has ever had.
No, it's no comparison.
There's no fucking comparison at all. Because I know people make that joke, like, oh, you can't even tell the difference between them. I'm just like, number one, yes, the fuck you can. Shit. Because one can't talk. So don't give me that shit, a comparison. Ain't no comparison here. One, I'm sure is going to have a hell of a lot more lines than I Am Groot in his future superhero film. I can tell you that right now. And then that every time they try to have an emotional part in here, you just go rolling your eyes, going like, the Michelle Rodriguez thing, that was some stupid shit. I'm not gonna lie. I was just like, we need to just stop right here. Like, they did a thing. I know Cody's gonna laugh. She has PTSD.
Yeah.
And that shit gets dropped in the middle of the film. In the like, literally, it was one scene and it was gone for the rest of the film. And then Vin Diesel, everybody thinks he's dead. Paul Walker is breathing life back in the CPR treatments. And she's yelling, stop! Just stop it! And I was just like, she's gonna let him die. And she's like, no, my words is gonna bring him back. I was done with the fucking... I was like, you gotta be shitting me. The power of love and family is gonna bring him back.
Every time, people. Every time.
And you know when that happens, Cody, what rating that gets. You know what ratings that get. Dominic, I remember everything. Everything. We were married. Why? I remember we... It's about time, then. It was just like... So CPR didn't bring him back. You gotta be shit. Fuck you, movie. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, movie. And then the next thing you see, Jason Statham walking.
Walk perfectly fine. Not limping, nothing. No scratches, none of that.
You've got to be shit. This movie's a high fucking. Fuck this dude. This movie's a high, mighty old fucking, man. This is the dumbest shit I've seen. Cody is right. You don't give this shit no passes. Because it makes me wonder how many studio films, after all the money this shit make, is going to look at this and go like, this is the... I said this last week on Trailer Talk. You know all these other car movies. Like, I don't know if they're making a Need for Speed sequel, or I know they're making a Gran Turismo film. How many of these car franchises going to look at this and go like, this is the blueprint?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know they're going to look upon this too, man. They earned like fucking $16.9 million. That was just last night.
You've got to be fucking kidding me. And I'm going to say this too right now. Need for Speed was thrown in there. Oh, that movie was just stupid. That was dumb. What? Kid Cudi was, he was terrible, wasn't he? He ain't no different than Tyrese and Ludacris. No fucking different. Cody, have you seen Need for Speed?
Yes, I have, actually, yeah.
What would you... okay, based on this dumb shit we saw, are they not the same?
No, they're not. That one focuses on the goddamn cars, at least.
Thank you!
They were trying to put in this bullshit love story, or what doesn't overtake the whole goddamn movie? Or they just try to have this family shit.
Imogene Poots was fun to follow and shit, right?
Cause she was you had Aaron Paul as a lead. You know he's going to bring something.
Yeah, and I was going to say, they didn't do any crazy-ass stunts with cars neither, right?
No.
Yet that movie got a 20% right? Everybody talk about... Remember, and the movie ended with a race.
Thank you.
Which, by the way, follows the game. It's a race. I was just like, I don't see why this is so bad. This is like a high streaming at best, but that's nothing. That's nothing. I looked at that movie and was like... But this shit, if you don't like this, something wrong with you. What?
Oh, God. There's no fucking what's to be. It turned into like a spy movie at one point. Now it's like Call of Duty at the end. I'm like,
oh, my God. It's a cross between G.I. Joe and shit. So, I mean, it's a cross between G.I. Joe and Transformers. I mean, shit. It's completing that Hasbro universe. Yeah, this is a fucking dude. I'm sorry. I don't see where the fun comes at because the action is shot bad. You know, the characters, you don't latch onto any of them. They don't have...
Seven movies.
They have no chemistry together. Vin Diesel doesn't even want to fucking be here. It's almost like they keep foreshadowing in this movie Paul Walker's death and shit like that. They keep bringing it up. Like, every time, like, Mia's on the phone, she's got this look in her face like, I just don't know if it's... And they keep telling Paul, don't make this your last ride and stuff. I'm just like, I wonder if y'all added that into the movie after he died. I really wonder that. Sure. I'm so scared because, like, you put so much emphasis on this man not coming back or his death or whatever throughout the whole fucking film or whatever, and you try to make his scene so much more dramatic, and the fact that, oh, he loves the thrill of it and shit like that. I was just like, I wonder if they added all that shit at the end of the once he died, because...
If that is the case, and that's pretty cheap. man. That's, you're emotionally manipulating your audience.
I was just about to fucking say, because there's no way in hell they predict. Come on now. That's too coincidental for me. I'm sorry. It's just too coincidental, if you ask me, that his character is the one we focus on not coming back. Even though Tyrese is the main one in the movie, they keep saying, I don't want to do any of this. I don't want to come back. You would think that he would probably be like, oh, well, he might be the one to die then, because hey, he's them. But, yeah, man, fuck this movie, dude. I can't. This better not be a blueprint for action movies to come down the road.
Better fucking not.
Really fucking not. It's a shame when The Raid 2 isn't the blueprint.
This time it ain't just about being fast. Can somebody just walk me through what we supposed to be doing?
Yo, Roman, you need some fresh air?
Plan, dog.